And for the first time in a little while, we're not going to Warrnambool today to get a track condition because the carnival's finished for another year. Magnificent success it was. And what about the performance of gold medals, just by the way?
Mm.
And the drama that unfolded after that. Emotion overpouring there at Warrnambool. It was fantastic to see.
Crowd went wild.
Crowd did go wild for... It was a late amateur Olympic year, gold medals. He just, you know... It makes sense. It just makes sense. We're at two meetings today, Whitey. We're at Wodonga this afternoon. We're at Cranbourne tonight. What can you tell me?
Okay, so Cranbourne, we'll just get that out of the way firstly. Rail position through the entire circuit. The track condition currently is soft 5 with a penetrometer of 5.37, but as we often say, not racing until tonight, so that may change throughout the course of the day, particularly with 21 degrees expected in Melbourne today. I wonder what it's going to be up at Wodonga. Ash Hocken is the track manager. Ash, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
It's always beautiful up at Wodonga. What's the temperature today?
Yeah, we got a nice 24 degrees today.
24? Delicious. Jeez, you might have to be putting some H2O on the track.
Oh, we've had a little bit of rain during the early part of the week. So we had 14 mil of rain from Monday.
Yep.
So that's just put the track into the soft 5 range for today.
Okay. So soft 5, penetrometer?
5.5.
And rail?
True the entire.
All right. So you're happy with what you've got?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll stay pretty true all day in the soft 5 range too, so, yeah.
Fantastic, Ash. Thanks for your time. We'll catch you again soon.
No worries. Thanks.
So that is Wodonga and Cranbourne.
All right, let's have a crack at getting a winner at Wodonga today. Logan McGill is ready for us in the early mail. Good morning, Logan.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
We are well, mate. You've got two today at Wodonga, one at Cranbourne. Let's start at Wodonga. Race 3, number 11, Old Dollar, has been pretty good to you so far. 3 starts, 2 places. We haven't quite broken the maiden just yet, but we'd have to be going close off a spell today, wouldn't we?
Well, you'd imagine so. Like she's probably stiff not to win at Packham. She just sort of got there and didn't really know how to put them away. But she backed up with a nice run at Sale, and we only give her a short little freshen up, but she had a trial here about 10 days ago and showed that she's made a little bit of improvement from the prep. So let's hope from barrier one today she can just land in a spot and go very close.
All right, that's race 3, number 11, Old Dollar. Then you've got race 6, number 4, Charles the Great, who broke his maiden status last time out, 15 days ago at Pakenham, which is a good effort. Held on from the lead and held on over the 1,200 metres. Just get to the 1,300s or 64 today. So you haven't gone the 58 option. You've gone to the 64, so you must have a bit of an opinion.
Yeah, look, that is the query. I know the statistics say that it's very hard to go from a maiden to a 64, but I don't think we find by any stretch like a prestigious sort of 64. So
yep.
I think he gets his chance. He's drawn a little bit awkwardly, but he's got speed and... You know, I think he's not a bad horse. So, with even luck, he's going to be right there in the thick of things.
Right, so race 6, number 4 at Wodonga. Cranbourne tonight, race 7, number 2. You've got Showminder going around, a little bit deep in the market from a wide gate. Any chance first up?
No, we're going to pull him out. He'll be a scratching.
Right.
Just barrier 13's put us off there, so we'll save him for next week.
So, which one's your best at Wodonga today?
Oh, I'd have to say Charles the Great.
Charles the Great, we will take it. Race 6, number 4 at Wodonga, around about 4:20 in the early market at tab.com.au. Logan, good luck. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Logan McGill, race 6, number 4, Wodonga is his best today. Greg Urell is going to join us. Got a couple of Cranbourne runners tonight, the home track. Good morning, Greg.
Guys, thanks.
We are well. How's yourself?
Good, thank you. Really good.
Nice. Nice to hear. Now, race 1, number 1 is always a good way to start the program, I reckon. You've got Arch Regency going around today in the maiden, and she's been close the last couple of starts. Third, second, last three cracks at it. Can we go one better today?
Yeah, look, I think it's a nice race for her. I mean, she was just probably a little bit unlucky. One just bloused the last start, but she's certainly knocking at the door, and I think she gets her opportunity tonight.
Sits sort of off the pace midfield. Is it the routine, the pattern tonight, do you think?
That's pretty much her. She sort of doesn't really get into a real strong groove early, so we just sort of got a rider where she's comfortable, and she's sort of, more one of those horses that sort of relax and blend into it. So, I think where she's drawn will certainly suit that application. So it should work out okay for us.
That's race 1, number 1, Arch Regency. Race 2, number 9, Hellion of Cluster is running today. Second up, was 5th on resumption at Chuka 18 days ago. 1,200 to the 14 today. Is that going to be a bit more suitable?
I think it will. I was a little bit disappointed with that run, to be honest. I just thought she was entitled to hang on a little bit longer up there, and hence the step up to the 14. I think that, it's probably going to be probably a better rhythm sort of a race for her. I just don't know if she can quicken that sharply when needed. So, I think she's sort of an on-speed horse that probably the 1,400, as I said, and possibly, stepping up to 1,600 after the night. So we'll gauge it from the night and just see where she fits in with that.
That's race 2, number 9, Hellion of Cluster. Then race 6, number 3, if there's ever been an omen bet after what happened last night with the Melbourne Storm, when Josh Adokar, known as the Fox, scored 6 tries. He's a Fox, is running tonight for you at Cranbourne. Now, fully fit, fully wound up. 25-20 tonight for the Benchmark 70 affair. Can we win this?
Look, I think he'll be very competitive. I mean, I thought his run was really good last start. I mean, he certainly was up against a couple of tough boys. You know, he was out of his grade. Being a Vobis horse, it was worth a throw at the stumps. But I think he's back right in his class tonight. The distance will certainly suit him. He's certainly been suggesting that the extra trip will be what he wants at the moment. So, but look, he looks in good order, and I think he'll run really well.
Right, that's 3 pretty good chances, I reckon. Greg, which one's your best?
Oh, look, I think the mare's sort of knocking right at the door, and he's a Fox, won't be far behind it.
Right, we'll play with that. We wish you the best of luck as always, and appreciate your time. Thank you, pal.
You're welcome. Thanks, boys.
Greg Urell, 3 runners today. Race 1, number 1's 220 Arch Regency. So, well, do you want to take that, or do you want to load it up with He's a Fox? On the back of last night's
I don't think we need to be doing anything.
Loading
smart.
It up. Race 1, number 1, into race 6, number 3 is what we're going to do. We're going to get aggressive. There's 2 winners for Greg Urell tonight.
Okay. Don't laugh.
I can because it's my
dollar. All sorts of pressure.
No.